Workshop. I'll just skip over revision. Revision, or I'll say this about revision. Revision's very important, but it's, for me, it's a natural consequence of writing a story. As soon as you're done with a story, there's going to be more that you have perspective on because it's out of your head. So the crucial part about revision is knowing when to trust yourself, knowing when something needs improvement, knowing when something's just a lateral movement and you're prolonging getting it finished, and knowing when revision's self-defeating and you're just beating yourself up and you're not respecting the uniqueness that is you that's on the page. You're trying to conform to some other idea. So you have to be very careful when revising that you're not doing it for the sake of just revision. But at the same time, almost, if you're writing a short story, 99.9% of short stories are not going to be done the first draft. It's just they just don't come out complete like that. So, but if I were to, you know, I've been talking a lot about polls. If I were to fall on one side of the spectrum or the other, I would go toward the tendency of a one-draft wonder versus an obsessive revisionist, because I believe in the trying to maintain the sanctity of the author's voice. So I don't want to start getting too wrapped up in what I think it has to sound like in order for people to enjoy it. So again, neither is a preferred method of going about telling a story, but my personal tendency is to lean toward less revision than more revision.
If you were writing a story, would you edit per chapter, or would you wait until the whole thing is done and you have chapter 1 through 10, and you may be reading it and saying, you know, chapter 8, really I could revise that a little, make that chapter 7 because I didn't need... I mean, is that how you would...
If I'm going to write in chapter form like that, I would... And I have written everything and then come back. I like to get to a point where, like, there, I'm done with the first draft. Let me go back and check now. I don't like to write a few pages and then go back and make sure everything's settled, because you're going to be doing that constantly,
okay.
I think.
And you lose something like that.
I think you lose the spontaneity of the work. You lose the freshness. You don't know if necessarily that sentence that you might hate right now, it might turn out to be really useful later. You don't know. So
you would write your whole story. Do you put it in chapter form?
What I do is I write with breaks. So they're kind of like chapters. Chapter has a very specific feel to it, and I haven't written like that. But if I go, I'll put, you know, like a few dashes, and then I'll go to a new scene.
Right.
So... And the same holds true. I wait till I'm done with the scene, the whole thing, and then I'd go back.
Have you ever written a story, the plot line of which is told in different voices? In other words, here's the story.
Yes.
And Mary starts the story.
Yes,
and
I have.
Picks it up.
Yes.
So
I wrote a story.
You're getting the perspective of each one of these voices.
Yes. I wrote a story when. I wrote a story over several years. I started in college and finished when I was down in Texas, about two people falling in love at a garage sale.
Okay.
And so the story, it first leads you through the man's perspective, and he is an exercise machine aficionado. It's a very quirky story. So he collects, like, infomercial exercise machines, like the Body by Jake ab roller, or, you know, things like that. And he has a very particular way of going about garage sales. He's very methodical. He likes to plan out before he goes out on a weekend where he's going to go and things like that. Halfway through the story, he meets his counterpart, a female garage sale, a person that collects Hess trucks. And she likes to go out on a complete whim, spontaneously, just following garage sale signs that she sees out on the street. And so the idea is... telling the quirky story of garage sales through two different perspectives and two different methods, and then watching them fall in love, knowing already that the guy is obsessed with the girl, but I switched perspectives to Third Limited. The guy's name was Mitch. Mm-hmm. Mitch was Third Person Limited. He didn't know anything about the girl.
Okay.
Halfway through, I switched to Christina. She was also Third Person Limited. We already had knowledge through Mitch about Christina, but Christina didn't know that we had that knowledge. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I'd have to read this.
Yeah,
this
online? Yeah, it's online. It's online.
What's
yeah.
the name of your book?
That one is called A Tag Sale Fairy Tale.
What?
A Tag Sale Fairy Tale.
Oh,
yes. Okay. Now, the way that I just said that makes it sound a lot more mysterious than it actually is, but the whole idea is that, you know, she doesn't know his name yet.
Okay.
So she refers to him as Poison Guy because he's wearing a poison t-shirt or something like that. So it's there's a lot of information. It's like a dramatic irony, I guess, in a sense. You know, the audience is privy to something the character's not. And ultimately, at the end, for the last few pages, I switch back to Mitch. But, yes, I have experimented with switching from perspective to perspective.
That was hard, right? Was it hard?
It's interesting. It's fun. It requires a certain logical sense of what you're... You have to pay attention to what you're doing because you might slip up and people will be like, but wait, she's not supposed to know that.
Right,
so
right.
It is more a documenting format. It's more a... you have to keep... Structurally, it's very it's more difficult, you know.
Thank you. We have to leave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's fine.
I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you
very much. Too.
Thank you very much for coming.
We didn't get a chance to look at those things that we gave.
Yes, give me your write down your email addresses, and I will be able to.
Okay, sure.
If anybody has anything they'd like me to read, I'd be happy to read it and just give you my thoughts
can
on
I
it.
Combine my music.